Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the great Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. Do you know why it's award-winning every time?
Because of you and I.
Because every time we do a show, it's always the best show ever.
And this is going to be the best show ever.
I can already tell.
In all due respect to every other show we've done.
Right. They were the best show until we did another show. And that's why we keep winning awards, because every week you mention it.
Well, let's not wait any longer.
That's right. Let's get into the best show ever.
Let's get right to it. Joining us on the show today from Gainesville Physical Therapy, it's Holly Mann. And from Perfetta, we're joined by Bob Fletcher. We're going to begin with Holly Mann this morning. Good morning, Holly. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're looking forward to our best show ever. No pressure now, by the way.
Absolutely.
Gainesville Physical Therapy from Gainesville, Georgia. Tell us all about your company.
So Gainesville Physical Therapy is in Gainesville, Georgia, as you mentioned. We are right downtown near the hospital. However, we are not affiliated with the hospital. We are a private practice outpatient facility, and we have 10 therapists in our clinic. So we have a large practice with lots of great niches. We have been in business for 28 years. Very successful in the Gainesville community, and we do a lot of things to give back to the community. But that's about, you know, basics of physical therapy.
Okay, well, we'll talk about, you know, the stuff you guys do in the community, but you mentioned 10 therapists. Is that usual? Because I've been to therapy before, physical and otherwise, other kinds of therapy as well, as needed. And typically you have one or two therapists there and not 10.
That's right. So our practice, we have found over the last 28 years that we could have multiple locations, and we found that we're better in one location. We manage everything in-house to billing and, you know, all of our receptionists. We don't do any staffing services. Everything is managed through our facility. And so, no, it is atypical. We have 10 therapists. We have physical therapists and physical therapy assistants, as well as two technicians. So it's not common. Usually we just have one, maybe two, like you said.
And you also mentioned, Holly, you kind of have a niche therapist, if you will. So what are some of the areas of expertise?
So some of the expertise is sacroiliac joint dysfunction. That's probably one of our largest. And we have people to come from all over the world, actually, in Gainesville, Georgia, to see Vicki Sims. She's one of our main therapists. Sacroiliac joint dysfunction is low back pain. It's a pelvic instability. And so we have patients come from Australia, from South Africa, from the Netherlands, and then even just, you know, in the States, Pennsylvania, California, and they come for this therapist. We have a balance expert. She does, balance, vertigo, fall prevention. She also addresses feet, like plantar fasciitis and things like that. We do do general orthopedics. However, we are more of a niche market for specialties and maybe some of those problem areas or that you just can't find help with.
So with all these, with 10 therapists and assistants, and then also a lot of these niche markets, how does someone start? Where does someone start? I'm a patient, and I'm wondering if you guys can help me. Do you get mostly referrals through doctors, or can people kind of search and find what you guys do?
So people can absolutely search us online at GainesvillePT.com or Google us. But there's two ways to come to physical therapy. You can self-refer, but you can only get an evaluation. You cannot get treatment. In the state of Georgia, it's illegal for a physical therapist to treat you without a physician's referral. We are trying to go to a direct referral system, and that's going, you know, in the process right now. But it is illegal at this point. So you will need a doctor's referral. However, you can come in. You can get a free 30-minute evaluation with one of our therapists, and then we can send the evaluation back to the physician of your choice and say, hey, this person would benefit from physical therapy, and then they would write the order.
So, Holly, you mentioned that you guys are located right near the hospital in downtown Gainesville, but you're not affiliated, and you mentioned private practice. So talk a little bit about that. What are the benefits of being a private practice? And also, it sounds like maybe because of that private practice, sounds like you're in the process of trying to help patients come directly to you. You mentioned that in the last answer. I would imagine there's little bit of red tape you're trying to go through to deal with that. But talk about the benefits of being a private practice.
So that's a loaded question. So we love the hospital in our community. Just to put that out there, they are a fantastic hospital, Northeast Georgia Medical Center. And one of our therapists does do surgery with a physician there. So they are a great hospital with a great staff. However, being in private practice, we have some flexibility that being with a hospital doesn't allow. And so we have extended hours for them. We work on Monday and Wednesday till 7, 8 o'clock at night. We treat patients early in the morning, late in the evening. We also have flexibility with payment plans, very inexpensive payment plans. We don't turn people away if they can't afford it. We are in the business to help people, and not by not being corporation, you know, like a huge corporation where you're a number and not a person. We can truly help people based on any, you know, it doesn't matter financially. It doesn't matter what type of insurance you have. We want to help people.
Our guest is Holly Mann. She's the marketing director for Gainesville Physical Therapy. I'm still trying to figure out how to spell that
plantar fasciitis.
Spell that, Stephen.
No. Fasciitis.
Sounds good.
Close. I don't know.
Good enough.
somebody's going to email us and tell us that I did it wrong.
I'll try not to ask you any loaded questions, but I've heard this term about sitting disease.
Absolutely.
What is sitting disease?
So the sitting disease, or otherwise known, it's this new phenomena of sitting is the new smoking. It's telling people that sitting is killing them. As we become more technologically advanced in our careers and physicians and physical therapists and people who used to have more active jobs where they were walking and moving a lot, as we're becoming more technology advanced and they're doing electronic medical records, or other people who are turning more electronic or computer-based, they're sitting all day. And so sitting is the new smoking. It's killing people, but it's a choice, as is smoking. So you can choose to smoke or you can choose to quit and not smoke. You can choose to sit or you can choose not to sit. And so there's lots of research right now about sitting being the new smoking.
And how does that tie into physical therapy? Are you saying that people are having more health problems because of the sitting, and you're seeing more people that are coming in because they're having quote-unquote sitting disease?
Absolutely. So one of the main things that we see is low back pain, a lot of low back pain. And research has found that low back pain is one of the leading causes for absenteeism at work. And so for a business owner, that's huge. You have to look at, the back end of that is, are people calling out because of these ailments and this back pain from sitting? And so what can I do in my company to encourage them to get up and not sit so much and not get that sitting disease?
Now, I'll try not to ask another loaded question because we've now mentioned it a couple of times. So you're the marketing director.
Yes.
How do you find new doctors? How big is your reach, your spread? Where else are you looking to go? And who needs to meet you, Holly?
So I market to several different types of people and directly to patients. I mean, we do community outreach. I mean, we might even just be at a health fair or something like that, talking directly to people who can benefit from different types of physical therapy. I market directly to nurses, receptionists, physicians, just to let them know what we have available for their patients, if any of their patients could benefit from our services. And then also I market with other marketing professionals, you know, different networking groups and things like that.
Now, we're Gwinnett Business Radio, and obviously Gainesville is kind of part of the Gwinnett community, but you started by saying there are people who have come from other countries, and
that's
also
right.
You kind of casually mentioned the other state, well, Pennsylvania, California, but that's not right. As exciting as some of the countries. How did they hear about you, and is there marketing to them as well outside the state?
There is. So our biggest niche in our clinic is the sacroiliac joint dysfunction.
Mike, spell
niche.
That.
Hey, that's actually much easier than plantar fasciitis.
They're both foreign to me.
So otherwise known as SIJD, or just an SI dysfunction. And so we have a separate website specifically for people who are searching out, you know, that type of dysfunction, that they would find us. And those people, those usually are not physician referrals. They usually are direct referrals. They'll get their doctor's order and then come in for a week-long program. Vicki Sims is a physical therapist. She's been diagnosing and treating SI dysfunction for over 30 years. And so she has lots of experience. She also accompanies a physician to surgery. So people who cannot get better conservatively through physical therapy, she will then accompany him to the OR and actually set the joint in correct anatomical alignment prior to surgical fixation or fusion, which that they are the only PT physician team in that we know of in the world who are doing that. And that's one of the things that make us so popular, why people want to come to us, because other physicians are not setting the joint in alignment prior to surgically fixating it or fusing it. So they're virtually fusing patients in malalignment.
We're talking with Holly with Gainesville Physical Therapy. Let me back up just a little bit, because most of our listeners are business owners, business leaders.
Right.
And a couple are probably freaking out right now because they're thinking, oh my God, I sit all day long.
Right.
And I'm experiencing a little bit of lower back pain and so forth when I do get up and move around. Is there something they can do, exercises or something, to help them alleviate that pain before they have to take that step to come see you?
Right. So I'm not a clinician, and so I can't give clinical advice on, you know, do these specific exercises and things like that. But different equipment that business owners could consider introducing into their business would be a treadmill desk. And I know that sounds funny. We're all like, okay, so we're going to run as we do our work. But they're actually very effective. And they were developed by Dr. Levine, who also wrote a book about the sitting disease. And it's called Get Up. So encouraging people to get up, get moving during their day. A sit-to-stand desk, they're very popular now. And they have different price ranges. You know, they have mechanical ones that you can literally push a button and the desk will go from a sitting position to a standing position, or they have some that you can literally just sit on your desk and stand at. Kneeling chairs, so all the pressure is on your knees versus your back. You're actually kneeling in this chair. More ergonomic type desk chairs that are customized to height and your body type, and then they also lean you backward or forward depending on if you're having a certain type of low back pain. And then obviously our clinic could come in, a physical therapist could come in and work specifically with the business owner, address what they do and do a full ergonomic assessment, and then give recommendations based on that specific business and their employees, what they're doing.
So Holly, let me ask you to kind of segue into some of the things you do in the community, because that's obviously one of the things, reaching out to business owners, reaching out to businesses before it becomes a major problem. Also, as you're talking about reaching into the community, talk about also marketing or reaching out to some of the other businesses that you guys would clearly work with. As you're sitting there talking, I have a friend in the benefits world, HR and benefits, and one of his comments is it's not just health insurance, it's wellness programs, and he's a big proponent of a lot of the things you just talked about. So kind of segue into talking about the community and reaching out to other partners that can help in getting your message out.
Absolutely. So there's three business partners at Gainesville Physical Therapy. We touched on Vicki Sims some, the one who does the SI joint dysfunction. But one of the other partners is Joanne Hamilton. She's the one who does all of the ergonomic assessments. She does FCEs for people who need those to return back to work and things like that. But Joanne is outstanding. She lives in the community. She attends every function possible. She does health fairs. So that, you know, for our seniors, we recently did a health fair for the city employees, the city of Gainesville, and we brought in a wobble chair and we had these folks wobbling with us. She goes into businesses and does the ergonomic assessments. I do things with the senior networking group, the Northeast Georgia Senior Networking Group. So we're doing things actually for the seniors in our community, finding the correct referral sources for them. Right now we're working with Brenau University to help them, you know, develop some new things in their physical therapy school that they have. We have students to come to our clinic to learn from our professionals. So those are all outreach things in the community that we're really proud of. We're really proud to be in our community and be involved.
Great. Not your run-of-the-mill physical therapy office, for sure. Gainesville Physical Therapy. Holly, for those that have heard some of the great things that you've spoken about and want to find out more about your practice, where can they find more information?
So they can absolutely find us on our great new website, which is Gainesville PT, like physical therapy, so GainesvillePT.com, or you can find us on Facebook under Gainesville Physical Therapy.
Gainesville PT. And
that's
how,
right.
How do you spell PT?
P.
Oh, I gotcha.
Very good.
.com.
Com.
Very good. Holly, thanks for allowing us to kind of have a little fun here, but for you to share all the great stuff you guys are doing at Gainesville Physical Therapy. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
All right. Holly Mann, the marketing director for Gainesville Physical Therapy here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our next guest joining us now is from the company called Perfetta. His name is Bob Fletcher. He's the COO. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Perfetta, tell us all about your company. What do you guys do?
Well, we're rather unique in this space. We are a minority business enterprise. The owner is Mr. Joseph Sanders, who has been in the BPO or outsourcing business for quite a long time. I'm part of the senior management. We have together probably over 100 years of experience in this business. We're very unique in that we are minority owned, which is a rarity in this business. Especially in the United States, and all of our business is done in the United States. We don't outsource to any other country. And we started our first startup in February in Duluth, right off of Pleasant Hill Road. And so we have about 400 employees since February, and probably will go to close to over 600. And we are also looking at other places in Georgia and other states.
Wow. So you guys are large and you're growing as we speak. What specifically, what are the services that you provide for other companies?
Well, in the pure outsourcing business, we do any kind of customer service, sales, technical support, or anything like that for very large companies. One of our large companies is a cable company that we do outsourced work for them. We're looking at some of the telecommunications companies and some of the banks and things like that. So we're typically the 800 number that you call when you want to do business with a company and they don't do it for them for themselves, but they outsource that to other companies like us.
So you kind of talked about some of the main ones, especially here as you've been starting. What's the universe for what you guys do? What are some of the areas that maybe you haven't seen a lot of growth here at the beginning or you haven't focused on at the beginning that you want to add? Or what are some of the businesses that need to be listening?
Well, our niche is that we, first of all, we don't pay minimum wage. So we pay very high. We pay much higher than that. Which gets us a different quality person. In this business, you make money because you don't have turnover. The higher the turnover, the more the cost. So we have very low turnover. In fact, we probably have world-class numbers in that case because we hire the right person that, by doing personality exams and all kinds of things. And then we pay them properly, we train them properly, and we coach them properly, and we give them opportunities. Since we're a startup and a new company, I mean, sky's the limit. We don't hire all the management team that go with that, so we promote a lot from within. So we offer a different game. The different game is that you have high quality and you have it with homegrown support. We also go into underdeveloped parts of that's our mission, is to go into underdeveloped parts of the United States to kind of show people that there is a pathway to success. Places that people are basically given up on or places that have high unemployment where they can't get people employed. You'd be surprised at some of the people that work for us. We have a lawyer, we have nurses, we have people like that because they just don't have those jobs. But to answer your question, what are the parts that we specialize in? Well, we specialize in a higher end type of business, so a technical support kind of business, healthcare, retention in case you're losing customers and you want somebody to save them, so more of a retention / sales type of business, banking. So those are the kind of things. We don't normally do, not that we wouldn't, but we don't normally do change of address or collections or outbound or any of that kind of stuff.
You don't have Luigi working for you?
No. That's not the kind of business that we would like to. And it's not the kind of business that people want to do. So you have to get a business where it's exciting for them and it's something that they want to do sitting in a chair for 8 hours a day, which probably needs
We should stand up.
probably need Holly to come and help us on this situation. But yeah.
You need one of those wobbly chairs or something.
Exactly.
You talked about what makes your company unique and that you have the right people in the first place and they want to be around. You go into some of the areas that other people aren't going into as well. I guess that's important from ownership because you mentioned the founder of the company. I guess he has a story. How long has the company been around?
Well, it's actually been formed over 2 years, but we actually started with this first customer and in Duluth at the end of February. And prior to that, Mr. Sanders was in the business of doing business development for another large company and decided that, you know, why should I do that for somebody else? I can do it for myself. And he surrounded himself with a couple of us senior managers that have been around this business a long time so that we can ensure whatever clients we have that you've got the expertise. We also have, I mean, everything that we do is state of the art. So we're all cloud-based. We're all a voice over IP. We have Class A business. We're in the, right today, the Duluth is in the old Prime America business off of Pleasant Hill. So we get Class A places that people want to come to work that are on bus lines and public transportation. We get the Department of Labor, who just did a job fair for us last Thursday, the fourth job fair I think they've done for us since February. We had 125 people show up. We hired 70. So we're putting people to work around Gwinnett. We haven't asked for a nickel from anybody, so we don't get tax breaks. We're not asking for grants. We're not doing all those kind of things. We just slid in under the radar and hired 400 people, and we hope to expand that business pretty rapidly.
So if I'm a – walk me through the outsourcing side of the business. Walk through it, assuming I'm a business owner, and I'm thinking I want to hire some of the people or I want to work with some of the people. Walk through that process. Where do I start? And what are you guys? How are you guys going to walk me through that to help me feel comfortable
well,
with it?
Yeah, typically in large businesses, but to some degree even small businesses, there is a core business that you won't outsource. That you should. I mean, I was a consultant in this business for 15 years, so I would tell people there are certain things that you keep core because that's the customer. That customer is the customer you want to talk to. There are other parts of the business that you could easily give to someone else to talk to those people because it's cheaper. You don't have to pay the overheads. You don't have to pay the benefits. You don't have to go through the HR issues that arrive with large numbers of people. You can scale very quickly if your business scales, and you don't have to worry about renting space and hiring and all the things that go with that. So a lot of the businesses, if you were to change your rates at a large company, a very large company, one of the largest companies in the United States wanted to change its rates and they wanted to go up for, I don't know, a dollar a month or something, and you have millions of customers and you now need 2,000 people to answer the phone because these people are going to be calling and asking questions, you just can't – internally, that just doesn't happen. You don't have that kind of space that's sitting around empty, and B, you don't have the kind of scale that it would take to be able to do that. And that's another reason why people outsource is that because there's a fast way of getting good people quickly to take care of your customers. So people outsource for two reasons. One, for scale. Another one, and it's always about cost. Because it's just cheaper to do it than doing it internally.
We're talking with Bob Fletcher with Perfetta. He's the COO. And Bob, you talked about the company, how it's growing. How do you find your new clients? You know, Stephen asked you, if I'm a company, what's the conversation we have? How do you find these clients? Do they typically find you, or do you have to kind of beat the streets and find them yourself?
Well, we beat the streets, but it's beating the streets that we've traveled with 75 years of combined experience. We do have Rolodexes that we've had before. We know the people who need to do this. We know the people who need to have a good diversity partner in the business, and we want to provide provide them with that good diversity partner. And we don't want to. We don't want any business because we're a diverse company. We want the business because we're the highest quality company. And oh, by the way, we happen to be diverse. So that's the way we approach it. We are offering a different game. We have a different model. We have a different cost structure. We will appeal to people who want high quality, and they want to do it with a good American partner, with local people that need the jobs. And so one way is that we go out to the people that we know and we say, okay, we're available. The other way is naturally the government, for example, needs diversity partners. So you have requests for proposals, you have requests for information, those kind of things that we reply to. And we have salespeople that are knocking on doors. But if anybody out there is looking for a high-quality, diverse partner that, especially in Georgia, that wants Georgians talking to your customers, then we're the name in town. We're going to try us out.
Absolutely. And we're going to give all that contact information in just a minute. But real quick, before we do that, a term that I've heard in your industry that I want you to explain is a BPO. What exactly is a BPO?
Well, actually—
Which, by the way, I can spell.
Yes.
You just did. Yes.
Actually, you know, our industry is like a lot of other industries. We have to change the names every once in a while because people get, you know, not used to it. So BPO came along the scene a couple of years ago when it was very big to outsource a business process. And that's when things started going to India and the Philippines and to places like that. You would take a business process, whatever that is, in the end, and you would outsource the entire process. So, for example, you would outsource your payroll. You would outsource your insurance, servicing your insurance customers, or whatever it is. But it would be the entire process that you would outsource. So BPO stands for business process outsourcing, and it really means any work, and it could be end-to-end or it could be a piece of that work, that you need someone else to do because of cost or because of scale or because of whatever the reasons are, diverse spend, whatever it is that you have to do, that process gets outsourced. So it changed the world from being a outsourcer to a business process outsourcer because it's more than just outsourcing calls, for example. It could be outsourcing logistics. It could be outsourcing whatever the process. Mm-hmm.
So considering the fact that you guys kind of launched in February and are already at 400 and on your way to 600, sometimes I ask, hey, where do you see the business in 5 years? Mike or I will ask that question. I'm going to say, where do you see the business going next? Because that might be 6 months or 5 months rather than 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, the business plan for this year was to have 1,000 people hired. We're not going to make 1,000, but we're going to get real close. And the three-year plan is to have 3,000 agents or employees. On that scale, you're looking at about $150 million in revenue, which, you know, for 3 years from a startup is a big deal. But that's the kind of scope and scale that we need to do. We're talking to states that are around Georgia and in that part of the Southeast that are really hungry for good jobs for their people and. Are willing to partner with us, hopefully in the future, and do things in a bigger scale.
Great. Well, that's exciting, Bob. We appreciate you sharing all that information with us. For those that want to find out more about Perfetta, I guess either to partner with you and to help them with their outsourcing, or maybe somebody that wants to look into joining your team, where can they find more information?
Everything is at www.perfetta, that's PerfettaBPO.com. And all the information's there. You can even apply for a job on that website. It has the all the contact names, numbers, and it has all of the information you need to have.
Great. Bob, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Bob Fletcher with Perfetta joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. A big thank you to Bob. Also, my thanks to Holly Mann joining us from Gainesville Physical Therapy here on the program. Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook, both at Gwinnett Radio X. For Steve and Julian.
Quick, Mike, finish the show. I got to stand up.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm Mike Salmon. And we don't want sitting disease, do we? We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.